1 Corinthians 10:31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all things for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Colossians 3:17. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do far more, abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Ephesians 3:20. Isaiah 55:11. So will my word be which goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the purpose for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. Romans 12:12. Rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer. Romans 12:12. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14:17. Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. John 16:24. Until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be made full. John 16:24. Psalm 16:11. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forever. Psalm 16:11. Psalm 26:2. Examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test my mind and my heart. Psalm 26:2. Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart rejoices, and with my song I shall thank him. Psalm 28:7. Psalm 34:8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God. Psalm 34:8. Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed them and saved them from their destruction. Psalm 107:20. Psalm 126:5. Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. Psalm 126:5. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, pay attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. They are not to escape from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing to all their body. Proverbs 4:20-22. Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Proverbs 17:22. Philippians 3:7-8. But whatever things were gained to me, these things I have counted as loss because of Christ and the purpose he has given my life. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them mere rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him. Philippians 3:7-8. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Delight, take pleasure in him. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentle spirit, your graciousness, unselfishness, mercy, tolerance, and patience be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:4. Philippians 4:8-9. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things, center your mind on them, and implant them in your heart. The things which you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things in daily life, and the God who is the source of peace and well-being will be with you. Philippians 4:8-9. Philippians 4:12-13. I know how to get along with little, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. Philippians 4:12-13. 2 Timothy 1:7. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. 2 Timothy 1:7. Colossians 1:11. May you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. Colossians 1:11. 1 Corinthians 3:12-13. Now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, each one's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire. And the fire itself will test the quality and character and worth of each one's work. 1 Corinthians 3:12-13. 2 Corinthians 4:7-12. But we have this treasure in earthen containers, so that the extraordinary greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying around in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who live are constantly being handed over to death because of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our mortal flesh. So death works in us, but life in you. 2 Corinthians 4:7-12. 1 John 4:16-18. We have come to know and believe the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who remains in love remains in God, and God remains in him. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, we also are in this world. There is no fear in love, But perfect love drives out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. 1 John 4:16 through 18. 1 Peter 1:7 through 8. You have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him and believe in him and greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. 1 Peter 1:7 through 8. 1 Peter 1:13 through 16. Prepare your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Set your hope completely on the grace through Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts. Be holy in all your behavior. You shall be holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:13 through 16. 1 Peter 4:1 through 6. Since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same purpose, willing to suffer for doing what is right, pleasing God, and that you may cease from sin. Live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human lust, but live in the Spirit according to the will of God. 1 Peter 4:1 through 6. 1 Peter 5:7 through 9. Cast all your anxieties, worries, concerns on him, because he cares for you. Be alert, well-balanced, self-disciplined, and of sober mind. Be cautious. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, rooted, established, immovable. 1 Peter 5:7 through 9. Notes from the Book of Acts. Through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. It seemed good to the apostles. It seemed good to us, having become of one mind. It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. If you keep yourselves free from such things, you will do well. Encouraged and strengthened the brethren. The Spirit of Jesus did not permit them. The Lord opened her heart. Received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily. Paul's spirit was being provoked within him as he was observing. If perhaps they might grope for him and find him. For in him we live and move and exist, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials. Bound by the Spirit, I am on my way. Be on guard for yourselves. Be on the alert. His grace, which is able to build you up, it is more blessed to give than to receive. For I am ready not only to be bound, but even to die. Get up and go on into Damascus, and there you will be told. But as he was discussing righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix became frightened. Repent and turn to God, performing deeds appropriate to repentance. Notes from the Book of Acts. Titus 2:11-15. Jesus Christ gave himself to redeem us and purchase our freedom from wickedness, and to purify for himself a chosen and special people to be his own possession. By God's grace, we will reject worldly desires, live sensible, upright lives that show spiritual maturity, and earnestly seek to do what is good. Tell others this good news. Encourage and rebuke with full authority. Titus 2:11-15. Revelation 3:18. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may become rich. Revelation 3:18.